Some changes are in the works at the Ford Foundation, the second largest private grant maker in the U.S., and yes, an NPR underwriter. As part of an effort called Ford Forward, the foundation will cut some grants in currently funded programs such as religious dialogue, microfinance, and LGBT rights in the U.S., in part because LGBT rights have attracted other sources of philanthropy. And the foundation will shift towards a new focus on reducing inequality. This year, all of the Ford Foundation's $500 million in annual giving will go towards efforts to reduce social and economic inequality. And the Ford Foundation is also going to start spending, in effect, some of its endowment. Darren Walker has led the Ford Foundation since 2013. He spearheaded Ford Forward and joins us for this week's View from the Top. Darren, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
You say this is a turning the page moment for the Ford Foundation. What do you mean?
It's a turning the page moment because we have an 80-year rich history and legacy of contributing to social change and human achievement in the United States and around the world. But today, the world is more complicated, and how philanthropy needs to interact with the larger ecosystem of economies, the creation of the next generation of leaders requires that we look at the world in some different ways. And so we at the Ford Foundation today are examining what we do well, what we could do better, and how we create a path forward for next generation of work.
Well, let's cut to it. Flesh it out for us. What is it that you want to change?
We first want to examine what's different today about the world. And so we're going to be investing in an entirely new field called public interest technology. Because just as in the 1960s, when the Ford Foundation helped to create the field of public interest law with law schools and lawyers, today we are looking at how to create this new public interest technology field with technologists. Imagine what happens when you bring a code writer together with a law school legal clinic advocating on behalf of the poor. I recently learned of an example of an app being created that makes it possible to have more people served through this legal services for the poor program.
I can't imagine, though, having your job, because I can't imagine that you don't have the poor themselves saying to you, I don't need an app. It's fine if somebody learns technology. I need more food on my table. I mean, what's that like to be the head of this organization? I'm sure you have people directly approaching you saying, give it directly to me. You know, what would you tell people?
The role of philanthropy has always been and continues to be the social R&D for society. It's not that our role is necessarily to only feed the hungry. It's also to ensure that there is new innovation, that we develop evidence and knowledge, that we help to support institutions that advocate for change. Some parts of philanthropy focus on poverty, on homelessness. Others focus on education or the arts. That's the beauty of American philanthropy. The diversity of philanthropy reflects the diversity of America.
And it sounds like you're saying that you're focused on techniques and tools that might help other people feed the poor, you know, that to exponentially get more mileage out of where you make your investments.
The Ford Foundation's sweet spot is at the intersection of policy, of the private sector, and the public sector, and civil society coming together to solve problems. And what we know is that at scale, to affect the largest number of people, we have to have policy change and policy approaches that ensure that we reach the largest number of people.
Right. You've said the Ford Foundation is bloated and hierarchical. What do you do to change that?
Today, the world is flatter, and our organization needs to be flatter. And so that means we'll have fewer people in management. We'll have more people working on the ground. And I think we'll be a more efficient and transparent organization going forward.
Now, you've also said that this is going to mean fewer grants, which I'm sure is like cold water through some veins. What do you mean by that?
we're going to be increasing the size of our grants. And in doing so, we will be reducing the number of grant recipients. And that's because we believe that in order to have impact, we need to focus. And secondly, we need to integrate. We have been organized in departments and divisions, like a university. And we now are going to be organized in teams.
We're reminded that founder Edsel Ford wanted the Ford Foundation to help humanity overcome enduring problems. Then his son Henry resigned in 1977 because he thought the foundation was headed in too liberal a direction. How much is politics something that you have to keep an eye on?
Well, the Ford Foundation acts with integrity and is nonpartisan. And so we aren't interested in politics. We're interested in policy, of course. But it's important to understand why today we are interested in this issue of inequality and how in some ways it connects with our history. Because remember, Henry Ford was interested in creating a middle class because he saw the implications of inequality in his own day. His own workers couldn't buy the cars they produced because their wages were too low. And so he addressed this issue of inequality in his day and in some ways set a template for the American economy for the 20th century.
Darren Walker, give me another example of where you see investing in this future.
We know the implications in a society where there aren't jobs and educational opportunity for young people. Mm. And so we're going to be focusing more of our resources, more of our energy around this question of youth and opportunity.
And jobs.
And jobs. Jobs provide the platform for dignity.
How about a little about you, Darren Walker? You were born in a charity hospital in Lafayette, Louisiana. You are a gay black man living with your partner and an English bulldog named Mary Lou in New York. Is there anything about the road you've traveled that informs, I mean, the roads we all travel inform what we do, but in particular yours and where you are now at the Ford Foundation?
My journey has in many ways been made possible by the Ford Foundation. Hmm. I was in the inaugural class in 1965 of Head Start, which was a program initiated by the Ford Foundation as part of the war on poverty under President Johnson. I also went to college on Pell Grants, another initiative of the Ford Foundation. And then I worked in a community development organization in Harlem, again, an initiative of the Ford Foundation in the 1960s under McGeorge Bundy's leadership. So the Ford Foundation has been present in my life, and I have the great privilege of serving it today. And so every day I feel privileged.
Well, and like most foundations, you have two pots of money, if you will. One is the endowment. This is money that's usually used to grow money that's invested in money-making ventures. And then, of course, you have the money that you use to give out to people for grants. But now you're thinking of using the endowment as sort of a grant, in effect, because you're thinking of investing it in things that will also bring about social change. This is called double bottom-line investing. Tell us more.
We're taking our $12 billion endowment and asking the question, how might we deploy some part of this investment portfolio for social impact? So one thing we might look at in our endowment portfolio is how we invest in, for example, green technology or in green energy or in low-income housing for the poor. These are all vital and exciting investment opportunities that both provide a financial benefit and a social benefit.
You're saying, well, how about if we invest some money in something that has a bigger return on social justice?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And that's new.
Very new.
That's Darren Walker, president of the Ford Foundation, undergoing kind of a revamping, maybe that's too strong a word, but a change at that huge foundation right now. Darren, thanks for speaking with us about it.
Thank you, Robin.